Powell talked about a bill from Senator Howard Stevenson which would favor charter schools. It would increase the amount that traditional school districts pay toward the charter students who live in their boundaries.
I wasn't here, but there was a decision made at the legislature many years ago to fund charter schools from a central location through the income tax dollars of the state. And this actually just is going to take more local public school dollars from the district to the charter students, who I do agree need to be funded. It's just that I don't want it done in a non-transparent, non-accountable way through the school district's money.
Just last year, he proposed a bill that would give notice to taxpayers about how much of their tax bill was going to charters.
That property tax bill where it says Park City School District or Wasatch County School District, that 25% of that for each charter school student who's registered who lives in your boundaries actually goes to the charter school rather than to the school district, which is fine. I mean, that's tax dollars that should be used for a public education student, and it is, it is a student who's enrolled in a public school because charter schools are public schools. But the problem is that we don't have the accountability at the school board level. We obviously elect our school board, and we don't have that sort of elective control over the charter school board. They're not subject to the local school boards, and yet they're essentially using the taxing authority of the local school district.
Also, Senator Aaron Osmond is back with a proposal to equalize school property tax statewide. Powell said Osmond's plan is different this time.
People should be aware of this in Summit and Wasatch counties because it's a little bit different flavor this year. People may remember last year that when we fought this, our position was if you're going to take money from the local school district levies and distribute it on a statewide basis, at least please don't take the money we already have. If you're going to do this, create a new levy that would be a basic statewide equalized levy.
He said Senator Osmond, who has been unable to pass the legislation, has responded to some of the concerns.
And this proposal this year would not take any of the local dollars that we're already collecting through our local school district taxes. Instead, it would create a new tax which would not be subject to truth in taxation. In other words, the idea is, as new growth happens in our state and that automatically has tax revenues go up, the law usually says that your collections have to go down so that it's revenue neutral. This bill would make an exception to that and say that as this new tax revenue goes up on this new tax that he's going to be levying, it would be equalized on a per-child basis across the state.
House Representative Craig Powell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.